Hundreds of Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip have staged rallies in front of the office of the International Committee of the Red Cross to drum up support for Palestinian prisoners on hunger strike inside Israeli prisons. Last month, 120 Palestinian prisoners began a hunger strike to protest Tel Aviv's administrative detention policy. On Sunday, dozens of other prisoners also joined the hunger strike. The policy allows a prisoner to be kept inside a jail for a long period of time without charge or trial. Israel's prison service, or IPS, has now started to isolate prisoners on hunger strike from other prisoners.
Tomorrow, new groups of prisoners from different prisons are going to join this hunger strikes. That means this battle of hunger strike is very serious, and the final aim for these detainees, the entire Palestinian detainees, is to eliminate the policy of administrative detention.
According to prisoners' advocacy groups, there are around 180 administrative detainees inside Israeli jails. The groups also say over 5,000 Palestinian prisoners are kept inside Israeli prisons.
Palestinian prisoners have been on hunger strike since April 24th against a policy, administrative detention, that is indirectly supported by the European Union and the United States and relies on their patience. Efforts to pressure these governments, as well as grassroots campaigns like the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement, can do a great deal to support them and pressure Israel to end this policy.
Hunger-striking Palestinian prisoners have so far refused food and only survive on salt and water.
Rallies in solidarity with prisoners on hunger strike have become almost a daily routine for activists in Gaza who say they are determined to stand by the prisoners for as long as it takes. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.